Attitude Broadcasting presents BSS Carolina with your host, Rocky JPP. Not only are you a giant, but you are a dummy giant.
Giant dummy.
You'll be in the same unemployment line as Steve Clifford. New job. Release Roberts. Linsanity's a hornet.
I think I was hockey experts.
Easy.
You know who the next Jordan is?
LeBron.
It's not his fault.
It's just because I like playing devil's advocate.
Never again.
Hall of Famer.
Tannehill.
Game over.
Don't worry. I'll wait.
We've all said it. None of us are hockey experts. I guess we are. We're beating hockey experts.
And big shots.
PJ Harrison. Rudy Gobert.
JPP.
What a ding-a-ling.
Linsanity. I said better. I didn't say good.
Roy Hibbert.
What a ding-a-ling.
If Duncan gets the 7 rings, not his fault. With Jordan.
You got plenty of money. Get you a driver.
Bump that. Side pieces. Ronda Rousey.
You can listen to the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And follow us on Twitter at BSS Carolina. Welcome to BSS Carolina's. Of course, I am Rocky. Joining me once again today for another great show is beautiful Big Shot Bob.
What's up?
Not much, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man.
And, of course, we are sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company. It's the Attitude Era, baby.
That's right. The new ABC.
The new ABC.
We got a great show today.
Don't come to us, Disney great family. We're playing.
Yeah. Alternate Broadcasting Company. There you go. It's a different one. Anyway, we got a great show today. We got patrolling segment. We got dummies of the week, baseball, a little bit of everything. But first, you were talking about something that about the Redskins.
Yeah, I'm trying to pull up the article now, but basically, a laptop was stolen from one of the Washington Redskins trainers that contained medical records of thousands of NFL players. Last month, the story was first reported by Deadspin. Deadspin.com usually puts out some really good stories. They're usually up on the latest. According to the letter from the Players Association that was obtained by Deadspin, the stolen medical records were of every player who went through the NFL scouting combine from 2004 through this last scouting combine, as well as current Redskins players. The backpack also contained a zip drive and hard copies of medical records. The letter said it's very bad, one league source said of the situation. According to the Redskins statement, the laptop was taken on April 15th in downtown Indianapolis. That was right after the combine or during the combine weekend. A thief broke a car window belonging to one of the team's trainers and stole his backpack. First of all, why you got your backpack in your car with information like that? And secondly, why is it in the open? And third, why is it not on your back in your possession? The racial slurs statement indicated that there was no reason to believe the laptop password was compromised or that the NFL's electronic medical record systems was impacted. No social security numbers, protected health information under or financial information were stolen or at risk of exposure, the team said. But that's for now. We'll see. And just see who stole the computer and who hackers' hands they can get it in. But the team is taking steps to prevent future incidences of this nature. They're encrypting all their laptops through enhanced security, the team said. Yada, yada, yada. You know, the whole PR spiel after a story like this gets out. That trainer needs to be fired. He owes a big debt to all these people that all this information is on. I don't understand why it was in his backpack in the open, sitting in the car.
There's no reason. I mean, why? Data. People. I don't want to say people. It is too. You have to be careful with your data. Yeah, with everything you do. Yeah, two straight weeks, or no, the month of, this is personal, the go to a Hornets game.
Mm-hmm.
The month, my credit was used twice at different places.
Wow.
After I went to the Hornets game.
Were you on their card. Wi-Fi?
No. I used a card at the hot dog stand. I used it. So somehow that the following day somebody went to Victoria's Secret in Pineville, which I didn't go, or my wife. And then the
sure
next time
you ain't got a little lady friend on side there, Rob?
Nah, no side pieces. I got my honey at home. That's all I need. I ain't trying to get it nowhere else. But then you go, you know, same thing happened. Somebody used it in, like, Ohio the next time I went to the basketball game. So, like, I'm done. I ain't getting nothing else at that place.
Use
but
cash.
Every time I go, yeah, use cash. But you have to be prepared. You got to be careful with data.
I mean,
you can't just carry it around.
You have a laptop in a book bag. Instead of when you get out of the car, taking the book bag and everything with you, you leave it in the open in your car.
Or if you actually, most cars have like a tire chain, a spare tire.
Yeah.
Okay. If you go in the trunk and lift it up, there's room to put stuff in it. It's not like, hey, just leave it out in the open public.
Exactly.
It kills me when I see, we had one time at Lowe's, we had a lady left her phone out and her GPS. I'm like, and somebody broke into the window.
Of course.
I was like, where did you leave your phone? Like,
right
here
on
my
the seat.
No, you don't do that. Anytime you go somewhere, put your stuff up. Of these players that the data, I would be mad. This, I would be beyond upset because that you can't do that.
At all.
It's nobody else's business.
I mean, from 2004 through 2016, every player that came through the scouting combine. Every player. That's Cam Newton. That's Jamarcus Russell. That's Andrew Luck. That's who else came out in 04? Aaron Rodgers, Alex Smith, Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger. There's a ton.
Philip Rivers.
Exactly. There's tons and tons of names from that 12-year period that's coming to this league that are impactful future Hall of Fame players, that you've got all their information out there.
Right. You can't do – I mean, you can't do that. I'm amazed. I mean, at some of the things that people just leave in.
Are we surprised by the franchise it happens to?
Nope.
The Washington racial slurs, always doing something stupid. Damn. Yep.
While we're talking about some NFL news, we'll do patrolling after this. Pro Bowl likely moving back to AFC. They are moving back to AFC, NFC format.
I like that.
To
better,
Orlando.
Man.
It's better than having Michael Irvin, Jerry Rice do a pick.
Right.
The fantasy thing doesn't work for that because you don't want to see Cam Newton against Luke Kuechly. If you're a Panthers player or fan, you don't.
And then you know he's not going to go at him full speed and try to hit his quarterback. Why?
If you're Tony Romo and Dez Bryant, you won't see them on the same team. You don't want to see them playing against each other.
True that.
Like you said, though, if you're a defensive player, you ain't going to hit somebody else on your team.
Not like that.
Like someone else.
You're not trying to hurt nobody.
Now, Von Miller against Cam Newton, you want to see in the Pro Bowl. Because, you know, there's a rivalry.
I want to see them in a boxing ring.
I don't know about that. I don't know. Vaughn might have them on that one.
That'd be a good match. They're about the same weight.
But I'm glad they're doing it. Now, moving, I don't know how I feel about moving it to Orlando.
Orlando's a beautiful city. It's warm. You go to Disney World while you're there for free. You know they have the – and it's ESPN and ABC, so – it's the Disney family.
This should be wherever the Super Bowl was at. Because when I went to the Super Bowl a couple years ago, we had the Pro Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. So we got there in time to see the Pro Bowl, the time to spend at the NFL fan experience, and then the Super Bowl itself. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime trip. That, hey, The Pro Bowl's here. Let's do everything while we're here. Sure. I mean, now you got the Pro Bowl in Orlando, and then the Super Bowl is way over here in Minnesota.
Where's the Super Bowl this
Houston
year?
Houston this year.
Houston this year.
But it's in Houston, so it's not like you're on bail. Where's the NFL fan experience going to be? Is it going to be in Orlando? Or they don't have two separate ones?
They're going to have two separate ones. They're going to have one for the Pro Bowl week, and then they're going to have one for Super Bowl week, of course.
I hope so.
The NFL is a fan of money, first and foremost. They are fans of money.
Very true.
So they will put that experience everywhere to draw in people, to draw more money.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right about it. I hope that they keep it. The fan experience is such a big part of Super Bowl week. It's huge. So hopefully they keep that up. The next thing we were talking about, we were going to the one guy from each team that has to step up this season for their team.
Okay.
Where we're going to start, the NFC or AFC?
Wherever you want to go.
All right, let's start with the AFC East, or least if you want. The New York Jets. Who's the one guy from the Jets that's got to step up this year?
Ryan Fitzpatrick. You need to step up and sign your contract. If Fitzpatrick don't show up, then it's obvious.
Oh, please. Geno Smith. Oh, Geno.
It's obvious. If Fitzpatrick don't sign this deal, Geno's going to be the starting quarterback.
Geno.
Unless the Jets pull off a trade with the Rams and go for Nick Foles or something, because we know he's unhappy out there in L.A. But for right now, it's Geno Smith. Geno, you are a top second-round pick. It's time for you to step up, man.
We're not even talking about Bryce Petty because, I mean,
he's not ready to play. He came from that Baylor system where you got three plays. The bubble screen, the deep pass, or a run. That's all you did at Baylor. You didn't have to read no offenses. And he's not ready for that, man. Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker would not trust Bryce Petty. They don't trust Geno Smith, but they ain't going to have no choice.
For the Jets, man, it's got to be Geno. I mean, the defense will be okay. They added Forte, but they don't line up with scrimmage to make sure he doesn't do a lot. I'm going to say, I'll agree with you. The Buffalo Bills.
Shaq Lawson may not play this year.
After losing Mario.
That was going to be my guy, Shaq Lawson, but he had that surgery, man. I would say, can I say the whole defensive line?
Sure.
They have to step up. They have to get a pass rush because they were atrocious last year. They got no pass rush. And Rex Ryan's supposed to be this defensive guru, and you didn't get any kind of defense. I feel like I know what to expect from LeSean McCoy and Tyrod Taylor. Especially with Tyrod being in a contract year, I feel like he's going to play really well. But what are you going to get from your front four? If you get no pass rush, you're going to be in the bottom of the barrel again.
This team, to me, is all – defense will be fine. Well, actually, I don't know. Take that back. Now you got both Ryans together. Now you got Rob with Rex. You got Rob, who the last two seasons had the worst defense ever in football history. Don't forget when you were in Dallas where you had the worst football in history before the Saints. So three of the last 6 years or whatever you want to say, you've had the worst defense in football. So defense isn't going to be the problem. I think the offense is going to be the problem because they need to score points. I don't know if I trust Tyrod Taylor. So, I'm going to say LeSean McCoy. He had a good year last year, not like we thought he was going to have.
Not $26 million in guarantees.
And don't forget all the games he missed for while he was out at clubs and other places in Philadelphia. Look, you are the most important person on the team. LeSean McCoy, that you are it.
Shady,
you need to show up and play. Stop worrying about Philadelphia anymore. Stop saying, hey, I wish I was in Philly. Stop it. You're not.
I wish
not.
I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller.
Right. I sing that song a lot. I wish I was a little bit taller. You know, but he is the most important person, I think, that needs to have a great season. He's going to need to have like 1,500 yards this year.
If he has that, they'll win 10, 11 games.
To win 10 games, and they need to do it. The rest of the division stinks besides New England. And New England's going to be without Brady 4 games probably.
Nah, Brady ain't going to miss no games.
Maybe not. But you need to compete with the Patriots. So, we'll see. But I'm going to go with Shady. The next one, of course, is the Dolphins.
It's got to be Ryan Tannehill. You got this huge deal last season that rivaled Cam Newton's deal. But yet you're still playing like a first-year quarterback. They need Ryan Tannehill to lead them. Complete passes. Put points on the board. You got good wide receivers. You got a decent tight end. You went and picked up a running – no, they don't have a running back, do they? They lost Lamar Miller. And they have no running back. So it's going to be more impundent on you to be the man, Tannehill.
Don't forget they got Tunsil.
Oh, wow, that's right. Y'all going to go smoke some weed? No. Your line should be fine. Tunsil is a stud. You won't have any running game. You're going to have to complete passes. You're going to have to do it through the air. You're going to do it with your arm and good decision-making. So Ryan Tannehill is the key to that team.
Right now, their number one running back, is Damian Williams.
Who?
And J.J.
Who?
And they did draft Kenyon Drake from Alabama.
Who?
Yeah. So you're going to have to pass it. They did lose Rishard Matthews, which is a huge slot receiver they had.
Mm-hmm.
So they have to replace him. Ryan Tannehill, dude. I mean, absolutely Ryan Tannehill has to step up. He's got to lead his team and have a great season. And not just medium. I'm talking about top 10 in the league. New England Patriots.
Chris Long, they traded Chandler Jones, who was a top-flight pass rusher. Okay, you just can't go and replace talent like Chandler Jones. Chris Long is a veteran. He's getting up in age. You know, he's only signed a 1-2-year deal. So this is his chance to prove he still has something in the tank. And he can help New England get back to the Super Bowl. Because we know New England's going to be there. They're going to be in contention as long as 12 is on the field to be in the Super Bowl. What are you going to get from the defense, especially the pass rush, especially without Chandler Jones? So Chris Long is the guy for me.
All right. Yeah, he would be very important. They added, like you said, they drafted Jacoby Brissett, too. The offensive line, they drafted some more. Don't forget Jonathan Cooper. They added right guard in that trade.
Mm-hmm.
For me, if Brady misses time, it's going to be Garoppolo. It's going to have to play huge those 4 games. I mean, if we say it every single season, one of the other AFC East teams can step up.
Which they can't. We know they can't.
Right, so
Garoppolo will go 2-2. That's perfect. That's fine.
That's all they need.
That's all they need.
So I'm gonna go with
Jimmy.
Yeah, I'll go with Jimmy. Jimmy needs to go at least 2-2. If they go 0-4, you might have a different story.
Yeah, it might be a little hole, okay, a tough hole to dig out of them.
Cincinnati Bengals.
Andy Dalton coming in off that broken thumb, off a MVP caliber season before you got injured. The pressure is on Cincinnati this year to make a deep postseason run to probably be in the Super Bowl. Cincinnati has the most talent in the AFC. There is no excuse for them not to be in this year's Super Bowl. They have a great chance to get to this year's Super Bowl, and it's going to be on the right arm of Andy Dalton. They need the red rifle to step up.
I'm going to say William Jackson III, the cornerback they drafted, because they let go. No, Adam Jones re-signed.
Yeah,
it's a low deal. So, but they need that defense to create turnovers. Because Tyler Boyd, wide receiver they drafted in the second round, you lost Marvin Jones and Sanu.
Yeah.
So, you know, you ain't got no number two receiver besides A.J. Green. So, who's going to step up to replace him? And don't forget Tyler Eifert is out for the first couple months of the season.
That's why it's Andy Dalton for me, because he's going to have to play so much better than what he played even last year during his MVP stretch, because he lost a few weapons. And then let's not forget to mention Vontaze Burfict. You need to keep your head in the game and don't cost your team yards by stupid penalties and stupid fouls, man.
Absolutely. Baltimore Ravens.
Justin Forsett. Where were you at last year? They gave you that money to come back, and he had a subpar season. The year before that, last year, 1,200 yards in, 12 games?
He was, number two rusher in the league.
And then last year, it was less than 1,000 yards.
Everybody got hurt.
They were definitely everybody. Beat up. But for me, it's Justin Forsett. He has to be able to run the ball good to take pressure off Joe Flacco in the passing game. Steve Smith is 36, 37 this year, off a torn Achilles. I don't expect to see the same Steve Smith. So you can't put all that pressure on the passing game. It has to be a huge factor. You got to be that factor back, Justin Forsett.
To me, it starts and stops with Joe Flacco. All right,
Joe,
you were
cool
out all year last year. Ever since they gave you that money, you've not been a top 10 quarterback like they paid you to be. I mean, I know you've had injuries and, you know, everything else around you, but you have to step up this year and lead this team to 10, 11 wins. Because you got a good enough team to do it. You drafted well. Watch Keenan Reynolds as a running back with them. Could be dangerous. But you got offense line. You drafted young players. I'm going to say Joe Flacco. Pittsburgh Steelers.
The black and yellow, Le'Veon Bell. No question. Coming off his injury, he's such a dynamic force for that offense. And with losing Martavis Bryant, because he doesn't know how to stay off the weed, like Stephen A. would say, Le'Veon Bell's going to get another heavy load. We know D'Angelo Williams was injured at the end of last season, too, and he's an older back. You need Le'Veon Bell to take pressure off Ben Roethlisberger, because Roethlisberger's been taking so many hits, man. And you feel like Roethlisberger's going to miss some games again next season. It's just his body's breaking down. So Le'Veon Bell has to be the stud. He has to be the go-to guy on that offense.
I'm going to say Ari Burns, the cornerback from Miami. Dude, they have not had a good cornerback in a while. Their defense has been horrible. They drafted two cornerbacks in the first two rounds. That defense, can I just say a defense needs to step up? Because if anybody needs to step up, one defense in the entire league that needs to step up and help out offense, it's the Steelers. Because they score points. You know they're going to score points.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to say the Pittsburgh Steelers D needs to step up. Cleveland Browns. Woo, this will be fun.
Shoot. it doesn't matter because they're going to suck. if I have to pick one player, Robert Griffin. This is show and tell, buddy. You're the starter. There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. You're with Hugh Jackson, a quarterback guru. It's your time to show and tell, man. If you win four games with that mess that's going out on the field this year for Cleveland, that'll be an accomplishment, right?
I'm going to say, yes, RG3 is important, but I'm going to say that one of your, let me say it again, five wide receivers that you drafted, let me say it one more time, five wide receivers you drafted better step up and be a game breaker. Because don't forget, you lost Travis Benjamin to San Diego. So you have no, and Josh Gordon ain't walking through the door anytime soon, that I can tell. So
you still got the big tight end out there.
Well, you got Barnidge, but yeah. Gary, I mean, Barnidge. You need a great. Why was Barnidge having such a great year? Because Travis Benjamin was breaking long touchdown passes. RG3, Corey Coleman, Ricardo Lewis. One of these wide receivers have to step up and be a game changer.
Just put.
I mean, you draft five wide receivers, one of them better be something. So I'm going to say one of the young wide receivers for the Browns. The next one, let's go to the South, Tennessee Titans.
DeMarco Murray.
Yep.
No question. You have not been – you didn't look like anything last year in Philadelphia.
Thank goodness.
Now it's time to show it, man. You have a chance. You're going to be the guy. You're going to run straight downhill. It isn't no more Chip Kelly system. You got to run the ball well to protect the young franchise.
I'm going to agree with you. Just DeMarco Murray night and day. And Derrick Henry in that backfield. I mean, you got a 1-2 punch. Supposedly,
Twinkle Toes himself.
If Twinkle
Derek.
Toes can get to the line of scrimmage. But I'm going to say DeMarco Murray, man. You got to have – this should be your 1,500-yard season easily.
Minimum.
You got not a great offensive line, but it's a good
between
young
12 and
line.
1,500 yards, yeah. Is a minimum.
And I hope you do it. Hey, except unless you play Dallas, I hope you do it. Philadelphia, I could care less if you did it. But now, hey, go knock you out, man. Get back in top two running backs in the game. Jacksonville Jags, the AFC favorites.
Blake Broidel. I know he had a good year last year. Nobody saw him coming. This year, there's expectations.
I saw them coming.
They still didn't win but six games. This year's expectations for them to be competing and maybe even win the South and try to fight for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. How does Blake Broidel handle expectations thrust upon him? And now that we have tape on all your fabulous receivers and what y'all like to do, how do you adjust your game plan? So Blake Broidel is the factor for me for Jacksonville. And I do want to see what Dante Fowler is going to do.
I do. To me, it's the running backs, because the best thing that you can do for Blake is have a good running game. Mm-hmm. And now you got T.J. Yeldon. You signed Chris Ivory from the Jets. You got two running backs, Denard Robinson, whatever you want to do with him. But you got the two running backs that can change the pace and help out Broidels. I think he'll be fine. I mean, he had 35 touchdowns, 18 picks. He needs to cut down on the interceptions. But, and by doing that, I think if they run the ball better. So I'm going to say one to two running backs need to step up and have a 1,000-yard season. The next team we're going to go to is the Houston Texans.
Oh, it's obvious. Brock Osweiler, Mr. Seven Starts, gets $72 million in a contract. Skipped out on the White House visit with the Broncos because you feel slighted because you got benched because you had five turnovers in the final game of the season. He has a lot to prove. A whole lot to prove.
No, he's got $75 million to prove. I get why he skipped the White House visit. I mean, you know, you got OTAs with your teammates.
You ain't
he should be at the OTAs with his teammates.
Instead of meeting the president?
Yeah, because he didn't do it.
He started seven games.
He needs to go his own route. I get it. You can say you don't want to go because of OTAs. I know why you don't want to go. We know why you don't want to go. But it's a good thing. Hey, you're going to – he's not playing knockerball with anybody.
Maybe he needs to play some knocker ball.
No, he needs to go practice with his teammates, all his new weapons he got.
Because he only has 7 starts under his belt.
Right. He needs the practice. All right. You need the game play, the practice. You need to be there. I'm going to agree with him, Brock Osweiler. That's absolutely. No, Indianapolis Colts.
And while we're on quarterbacks, Andrew Luck. This guy is about to sign the contract that supposedly is going to break the bank and set the new mark for what quarterbacks will be getting guaranteed. You know, right now the top guaranteed money was Eli Manning at, what, $64 million? They're talking about Andrew Luck's going to get between $70 and $75 million guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
He signs his new deal. So the pressure is on Andrew Luck to stay healthy, be smart with the football, not turn it over, and get the Colts back to where they were 2 years ago, at least to the AFC Championship game. This Andrew Luck was supposed to be, because 2 years ago, 40 touchdowns, 11 INTs, Mr. Fantasy Football, and then last year was.
Yes, he was.
Last year was a joke.
I'm going to go different. I'm going for a coach. I'm going with Chuck Pagano.
Ooh, yes, sir.
Your hot seat just went up because if you lose again, you out.
You out.
and there's no reason. I don't care how your offensive line is. The weapons you got around Andrew Luck, you have to have a better game plan. The games I watched them last year, what are you doing? You can't run the ball. You just line up in 4 wide. You draft like 5 wide receivers. You're the Cleveland Browns of the South.
Who is their running back?
It's Frank Gore.
Frank didn't retire?
No, he came back. Frank Gore's still there. Damn. And that's fine. But you need – now you can run. You got Ryan Kelly in the draft. You have a offensive line. No arguments. But you have to have a better game plan. You watch him play in Carolina, it was the worst game plan I've ever seen in my life.
And some almost of the plays came together because Andrew Luck got hot, but you can't depend on Andrew Luck to get hot and throw for 250 yards, 300 yards and a quarter.
Right. So I'm going to say Chuck Pagano. Denver Broncos.
Whoever starts at their quarterback position, their defense is going to be rock solid. They're going to be able to run the football effectively. Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas are still going to put up yards. But what kind of quarterback play are you going to get? It's going to be Mark Sanchez. Let's go ahead and face it. Right now it's Mark Sanchez. And from what I've seen from this annotation, does not bode well looking into the crystal ball for the Denver Broncos.
For this team to win, if sanitation is your quarterback, you better hope C.J. Anderson's that running back that he was in the postseason and down the stretch of the season. He needs to have 1,500 yards. 1,500 yards at least, because they're going to have to run the ball. And I know you got Demaryius Thomas and you got Emmanuel Sanders and ever who you want to line up, Vernon Davis at tight end or ever who else is there. You don't have to run the ball a lot. So, I'm going to say C.J. Anderson. Kansas City Chiefs.
Jamaal Charles. Can you stay healthy all year? Do you have your explosiveness back after another devastating lower extremity injury? He has a lot to prove, man.
Absolutely.
Derek West came in and did a fabulous job while he was out. And if Jamaal Charles don't have it, I can see them going to Chandarrick West full time.
I'm going to say noodle arm, but I'm going to add one other part of this, the defense. The defensive line, why Justin Houston's out half the season, because he's going to be out half the season already, I think, from what I read. So that's going to be huge. They had D Ford has to step up in that defensive line and provide why he's out. So we'll
see. Somebody
that's
going to do something.
San Diego Superchargers.
Melvin Gordon III. They drafted you in the first round to be the guy to take pressure off of Phillip Rivers. You couldn't hold on to the football. You had like 2 yards per attempt. Where's the guy that was at Wisconsin rushing for 400 yards in a game? San Diego needs you, man. you better step up. It's time to put your big boy pants on.
Yeah, he does need to step up. But I'm going to say Joey Bosa. They have no defensive pressure. He needs to be that defensive pressure.
He needs to be in the rookie of the year conversation.
I don't even think they had 10 sacks last year as a team.
They got no pressure at
they
all.
They have no pressure. He needs to put pressure. And you're this great defense end. You need to prove it. Oakland Raiders.
The Raiders. Kelvin Mack for me. Defensive stud, all pro at two different positions. Can he have a repeat season? Can he do what he did for the defense again this year? And can they just limit teams' points? Because they still gave up a boatload of points. Derek Carr had to arm it out every game trying to keep his team in it.
For me, I'm going to say Derek Carr. You talk about quarterbacks that need to step up this season. Mm-hmm. He's that guy that he did good last season because of Amari Cooper. Can he raise it another level? Just like Blake Bortles, can these young guys step up in the place of Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers? Can they join that class? You know, can they be the next great quarterbacks in this league? That this season will tell. And there's no reason Derek Carr can't, because he's in the AFC West, which is getting older. It's time to step up and do it.
The AFC West is wide open. There is no favorite in the AFC West.
Absolutely. All right, there you go. That's all we're going to talk about as far as the NFL this week. Next week, we'll do the NFC side of this. And we'll talk about biggest quarterback battles next week. Nick Foles hasn't shown up for OTAs yet. Top five wide receivers of 2016 and top five tight ends of this past season to right now. But we'll talk about those next week. You got anything else?
As always, sports is life.
And you can catch us everywhere. Everybody on Periscope, stick around. We got one more show for you. Everybody else, we'll see you later.
Side piece.
Now what if I told you my city was the best and my city was a threat to the rest? And my city was a threat to the rest.
This city is my city and I love it. Yeah, I love it. I was born and raised here.